Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Kind of alluded to it earlier. I started seeing this guy a little bit. It hasn't been too long, just like, I don't know, 2.5, 3 weeks, something like that. We've been on like 4 dates now.
Good for you.
Yeah, so 4 dates with this guy. We went to dinner. We went bowling. I took him on a hike just to see how he'd react to that.
And he was okay with it?
He was great. That's the thing.
Ooh. So success.
I'm gonna call him Seth just because he says he doesn't listen to the show, but just in case he's listening now.
Hey, what's up? My name's Seth. I love to go hiking. Yeah. And I love hot chicks on the radio.
Yeah, what's up? Bowling's fun too.
Bowling, I'm Seth.
So okay. Yeah, so we finally decided this last weekend we were gonna hang out at his house, right? So in my mind,
was this the first
like,
time? I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay, so this was the first time we were hanging out at his house. And mind you, we hadn't really kissed yet or anything.
Yeah.
I'm taking things slow. Mm-hmm. I am, because I feel like I can be picky, right? So we're at his house and he's like, you want to watch a movie? We'll have something to eat. I'm like, totally. And it was going great. Again, this guy hits all the bases. Like, he checks all the boxes.
This is good,
right?
Because if you've listened, Katie's been struggling in the dating world. Like,
yeah.
It's strikeout after strikeout after strikeout.
Yeah.
And we haven't been talking about this guy because we didn't want to get anybody's hopes up, get her hopes up.
Exactly. Yeah, so I was trying. Well, that's the thing, is because all of my other dates and guys, I was like, oh, I'm going to talk about it because that's what I do. And then they fizzled out. I'm like, well, maybe that's the problem, is I have a really big mouth. So I was like, this time, I'm going to hold off on it. And then, so this happens. So I'm like, well, now we're going to talk about it. But he does, again, he's a great guy. He already has a kid, which is one of the boxes I need checked, right? He's got a house. He's got a good job.
Don't want to start all over.
Yeah. He's a really good guy. And so here's the thing. So
what happened?
So we're at his house. I know.
I'm excited to hear it.
So we're at his house, and we're, like, watching a movie. We're sitting on the couch and everything. And, like, he puts his arm over and, like, puts it on my shoulders and stuff. So we're starting to get close.
Cute.
I know.
Okay.
And, again, we haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
So he's got his arm around me and everything. And I'm just, like, so excited. I'm like, what is going to happen next? Oh, my God.
Break that 18-month dry spell.
I know.
It's, like, it's happening. It's
happening.
In
your head.
And all of a sudden, he looks at me, and he pulls up his shirt, and he says, to me, rub Seth's tummy in the baby voice and everything. Rub Seth's tummy.
What? This is going the exact opposite way I thought you were going.
I froze. I literally froze.
How do you say it again?
Rub Seth's tummy. Like a little bit. I like.
What?
I did not know what to do. I know.
I don't even know how to react to that.
I started laughing just like that. And I looked at him like, I started to laugh a little, like nervously, because I'm like, clearly he's messing around. And he's like, no, I like it. Seth Likey. And I was like, no,
tickle,
you didn't.
Tickle.
No, you didn't just say Seth Likey.
No.
Immediately turned me off.
And you were getting so excited, like, arm over the shoulder.
I was so excited, and I couldn't get over it. I was
he wanted like a rub and a tickle. Is that what it?
And then I was like,
you
I'm
did not
sure how to. No,
oh,
I didn't.
Okay. Oh, thank God! I thought you did it. Oh my
gosh! Have more faith in me than that.
Well, it's been 18 months, Katie. I don't know.
I told him, I was like, I don't know. Are you serious? Like, you're? And he's like. And then he kind of like got out of the baby voice thing, but he's like, yeah, I like it. It calms me. It puts me in a good mood and gets me ready for the next thing. I'm like, well, I am not ready for the next thing. Like, in fact, I'm completely turned off by the next thing now. And it's like, it sucks because I was so into this guy up until that moment.
Oh, that's an instant ick to
right?
me. To me, like, if a woman asked me to rub her tummy.
Okay, so
how does this stuff happen
how
to
hot
me
is
over
she, Josh?
And over and over? And then
I mean,
he is a good looking dude too. That's what stinks, is he's tall.
I've seen
dark
a picture
handsome.
Of this guy. He's a good looking dude.
Yes.
He's checking a lot of boxes for Katie. Now I'm LOLing. I'm literally LOLing. But is it that big of a deal? Everybody's got a little something, right?
It
that
is.
They kinda like.
Katie, to me, it's not even the action, it's the voice.
The voice.
the voice,
baby
dude.
Voice got me. And here's the thing. I feel like 6 months down the road, if he pulled this stuff, I might have felt a little bit we were more comfortable.
He's pulling the Band-Aid off.
But then six months from now, he's going to be going,
Katie.
Shave Seth's back?
I know!
So what?
The fact that
he's checking all the boxes, Katie.
I know.
Dude,
he
baby
is.
Voice.
And
baby
this
talk
is, why I'm
is
so confused.
All right, we got to hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yes.
You guys should have heard her off the air. She was like, I was like, we got to talk about this.
Gross.
If you want to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I can see some text messages coming in already. We'll dive a little deeper into this when we come back. But what should Katie do? Should she kind of put this past her because he's such a great guy and he's checking so many boxes? Maybe he's just into a couple weird little things. Or should she bail on this guy?
What should she do? You naughty, naughty listeners.
No, but really, come to Katie's defense. Help her out. I know you guys love sounding off about Katie's dating life. Hi, Megan. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. First of all, thank you for calling. What do you want to say to Katie?
Katie, I would just be real with him and be like, you know, the other night when that happened, I didn't really like that because, like, when my husband and I were first dating, like, we would do things that would bug the other person, but I'm a very straightforward person, so I'd be like, hey, like, can we not do that? And he would do the same thing for me, and, I mean, you say it in a nice way, but then, like, it goes ahead and lets him know, like, this isn't going to fly, because then in 6 months down the road, he'll be like, well, I don't understand. I've been doing this for 6 months.
Yeah.
And you, then at that point, there's point of no return.
Yeah.
You run the risk, though, if he's into this, that she's going to scare him off or turn him off at this point, whereas she does really like him, and they've been getting along. Am I right in that,
yeah,
Katie?
No, everything else has been great. This is the one thing where I'm like, whoa.
So now if you instantly say, I'm not into this, then it could just be over and done with.
Yeah.
If you don't initiate the over and done with first.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like it's a double-edged sword, because if you turn him off, but he's already turning you off, like,
it just doesn't work.
You know? Yeah, it just might not be the thing.
Megan, let me ask you. Do you find this, like, repulsive and break-upable? I feel like it's fairly tame. He's not asking you to do other things that I've heard of before that are filthy.
No.
He just likes his tummy rubbed.
I don't think it's repulsive. I don't know how you didn't laugh, because I feel like I would have bust out laughing.
I did thinking he was kidding, right? Like, I was like, oh, Seth's had a little too many. Seth's doing, right? Like, that's what I thought. And then he was, like, serious about it. Like, this is something he enjoys. Actually, he said, while we're watching TV, it calms him. And I was like, I'm not just going to sit here and rub your belly like you're a dog. Like,
but it's just, okay. He didn't say, put your tongue in my belly button while we watch Fear Factor.
He didn't,
you know,
say that, but it just, for me, I guess, for me, Megan, the problem was, is I was so, like, there was a moment where I could not keep my hands off this guy, and the minute that happened, it, like, switched something inside me, and now I can't get that back, and that's my problem with it, I guess, and how do I get back to that, you know?
Megan.
I know. I'm like, you get it.
He didn't say, fill my belly button full of nacho cheese and dip some chips in it.
I might have been into that.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Oh, my God. So, Megan, you're on.
Katie, as a friend.
All right. So, what are you saying to her then, Megan? Have the conversation, and if it doesn't curtail the tickling, then move on.
Yes, just have the conversation. My college roommate used to tell me sugarcoating is a sin, and I just love to go based off of that. So
that's
just
pretty
be
good.
Be real with him.
That is good.
It's better to have the conversation now than 6 months down the road when you're even more invested, and then it's not going to work out if that's a deal breaker for him.
Love it. Okay. Megan, we appreciate you calling today. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan.
Bye.
Have a good day.
We've got Robert on the line, Jared, Kendra. We have two open lines if you want to sound off. I'll do a quick recap for those of you just tuning in. Katie found a great guy checking a lot of boxes. But the other night, sitting on the couch, he wanted her to rub his tummy, tum tum, and he said it in a baby voice.
Rub Seth's tummy.
Slightly turned her off. Should she look past this, though, because he's such a great guy? Call in, sound off. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Is this Repeat Robert?
It is.
Hey! It's our buddy Repeat Robert. All right, man. Robert's a big fan of the show, so you know Katie pretty well.
I do.
What do you think?
First off, please never do that baby voice again.
Thank you.
Who are you talking to, me or Katie? Me or Katie?
Katie's okay. It's too accurate. Like, I can feel, like, I can just hear it. I'm just sitting here going, please don't ever do that again. I don't know.
I can feel the cringe, Robert.
It's
I really can.
Right next to him on the couch, huh? Like, you can feel it.
Honestly, Megan hit the nail on the head. Have a conversation with him, and if that's something that he, you know, isn't wanting to, quote-unquote, give up to help him get into that mood, then it's that's just going to put the 18 months at 24 months if you don't have the conversation with him.
But what's wrong with having a little something that's kind of a fetishy, turn-you-on type of thing? I'm sure Katie's got something, you know, that we'll divulge at some point on this show.
Nacho cheese in the belly button.
But really, yeah. But really, like, what's, who cares? He's kind of into a little something like that. What's the big deal?
If it wasn't the baby voice, I think that might be something different. But the baby voice is what's going to kill anybody's mood, regardless of... You know who's like, oh, you're so cute. Hi, how's it? No.
No.
Immediately turn off.
I love the person that just texted and it says, why are we ignoring the third person reference where he was like, Seffy Wikey.
Thank you.
Seffy Wikey's tummy tickled.
Also, dude. A turn off. Like, and Robert, I have to ask you because here's the thing. Again, if he had done this at like 6 months, I think I may have been a little bit more accepting because I've been like, all set, none of that now. You know, maybe I would have played along.
Mommy's going to give you a spanking.
Yeah, but we're still getting to know each other. So I'm just like, I think that is my biggest thing.
But again, it's got to start somewhere. It's too early.
I think
when's it acceptable? 6 months in?
Well, no, because you can put him in his place in 6 months. Like right now,
you can put him in a diaper.
You know that he's done this before to other women.
Yes.
Because it's right on like, what, date four or five? Whatever.
Four, yeah.
Whatever it is. He's done this to other women.
Yeah. Date four and five is pretty deep into now dating. So
I mean,
it wasn't
that could
date
be a
two.
Week.
All right, so repeat, Robert, you're in the same camp as our last caller, right? Have the conversation.
I have the conversation, and honestly, Katie's right. 2-3 weeks into this, you know, newly relationship, that's honestly too soon to show. So, some colors you can show that soon. Stuff like that probably needs to wait at least 3 to 4 months, if not more.
Thank all right. you, Robert.
All right, that's when he puts the pacifier in.
Voice of reason.
Goo goo gaga.
No,
Robert, we got to get some.
8 or 9 months.
We got to get some more callers, brother. Thank you for calling, as always.
Absolutely love you guys. We'll
love
see you
later.
Thanks, goodbye,
Robert.
Love.
We love you.
I love him.
Two open lines, 303-691-1649. Has anyone ever asked you to do something kind of weird? We'll accept those calls, too. Hi, Maura.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. So my opinion is that's such a trigger for me. I had a boyfriend who was very handsome, big truck, just thought he was the coolest thing, very polite. And then he would do something mean. And then he would talk baby talk and say sorry. And it got to the point where, I mean, he actually pushed me and did, I never saw him
again.
Well,
that's a whole nother issue. I mean, that is something that you do need to leave. So that's.
Yeah, but the baby talk was like so weird.
Yes.
I was just like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I'm not a baby talk guy. Creepy. Like in that, I will say it is funny to me.
Yes. Such
yeah,
a
it's
turn
funny,
off.
But gosh, that kind of yeah. That
I'm sorry that was
me.
Triggering
like,
for you. I mean,
what?
Yeah.
I mean, you were truly in a relationship that you needed to get out of. If anybody's shoving
exactly.
you or something more, I'm
yeah.
glad.
It wasn't a long one, and you know, I never experienced that before. So I was like, oh, okay, well, that's weird, but okay. And now I was like, oh my gosh.
What if it's it's innocent? This is innocent in Katie's situation, and it's maybe a fetishy type thing. I mean, then what do you think? If put your abusive situation to the side, and this is more of a fetishy
right.
thing.
I still think it's weird.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
I would be like, no, not my, because it's just something that I've been married 30 years, and it's something that I think will not go away. So
yeah.
That sounds like something he's done before. So. Okay.
Well, and more again, like it was right next to the situation where things were about to get intense. Like it was so like the moment was
there's
so
gonna be tongue
there,
kisses.
And then he just ruined it all
okay,
with that.
Well, But if it is intense and he starts talking baby talk,
no, absolutely
my question. Oh my
not.
Gosh,
you might be into it.
Me.
You don't know if you've never done that. You might be into it. Like, oh my god,
no. Sethy, no. Like you.
Depends
no.
on what he's saying. You might be into it.
Nope. Nope.
I don't think so.
That's great.
Sethy's a bad boy.
Yep.
Seffy needs a spanking, Miss Katie.
Katie needs
to
run.
That's a definite hard no for me. So
thank you, Maura.
Maura, thank you. I'm glad you've moved on in your life.
Yes.
I'll just tell you
yes,
that.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
Thank you for
thank
calling
you.
Us. See you later.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's Kendra. Hi, Kendra.
Oh, hi, J-Bear.
How are you today?
Totally icked out.
Right? Thank you, Kendra.
Oh, you guys.
That's too much.
All right, so what do you want to tell Katie?
Okay, so first of all, should Katie decide to move forward, she's not going to be able to get this conversation out of her head. If anything goes with him, she's going to start laughing every time she's in it because she's had this wonderful conversation with all of us. And yeah, a grown man speaking in baby voice in third person, wanting to be treated like a dog on the fourth or fifth date is a hard pass for sure. I'm shocked you didn't just stand up and leave.
I mean, I almost I did. Like, oh,
but he's handsome.
Go. So
he's
sorry.
So, Kendra, he's handsome. And I need to remind everybody, Katie's in an 18-month dry spell.
Yeah, but because I'm being picky. There's a reason for that. And it's just like...
It might have been the best you've ever had. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I don't think it would be with the voice.
So, Katie, I'm gonna share just a personal experience.
Is it PG?
Yep.
Okay.
It is. Okay. So my past relationship, we got married and everything, but long story short, I said, hey, what's up? You're kind of not acting yourself. And he said, it took me 2 years to get you where I want you to be. Is it okay if I be myself now?
Whoa.
And things obviously did not go well after that, but he checked all the boxes. He had the house, the truck, the business, the kid, you know, the family, all of that stuff. And so that was when I heard this, I was like, oh, I've been there, done that. And the fetish thing will rear its head in just more disgusting ways. So
He might do it like in public.
It's not worth it.
My concern is he'll start doing this in public. Like if they're sitting at Applebee's together.
So
he's like, I would like to order a hamburger, please.
I know. What if he starts like scratching his ear with his foot or something?
Oh my God.
Like,
can I get a beer?
Please. Too much.
Kendra, thank you for the
this
call.
This is great advice, Kendra. Thank you. Thank you.
You take care, Katie. It's worth the holdout.
Okay.
I got you.
Thank you.
Bye, Kendra.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's hit 19 months.
Jeez.
Hey, it's good for the
like
show.
It.
Hi, we got a knickknack on the line. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning. All right. What do you want to say to Katie Cat over here?
As someone who is in the, how can I put this? As someone who is in the fetish community, you need to sit down and have a conversation with him. Lay out your, in a sense, boundaries.
Okay.
And kind of have him lay out his. What is he into? What are you into?
Bottle feeding.
And if it's
pacifier sucking.
Exactly. No, my partner and I, we've been together for 8 years. And we have, within the first couple of dates, we laid out, hey, this is what we're both into. This is what we both like. This is hard limits, soft limits, all that stuff like that. I know it's weird to say, but you kind of need to do that. And if it's something to where you're both not comfortable with it, it's not going to work, unfortunately.
Okay. And then, because here's the thing, now that you say it like that, like a fetish community where people are, you know, clear and transparent about what they want out of a relationship, is this maybe his way of like presenting that to me and a little bit of it? Maybe he's telling me this is something I like without telling me this is
he's
something
dipping
he
his
like.
Toe into the
yeah,
water.
Yeah, is this him testing me?
It could be. It really could be because there are people, men and women, who are into the whole baby talk, diapers, acting like dogs. There are people out there who are into that, that like that. And he may just not be comfortable enough just bringing it out there like, hey, this is what I'm into. This is what I like. And it may be that that's him kind of testing the waters to see how you react to that.
I would have used the restroom. I would have used the restroom and maybe looked under the cabinets to see if he had any Pampers in there.
And it could be something to where it might be just in the bedroom, yeah. Or it might be something that's what he wants in a lifestyle. He wants to be a dog or a baby full time.
Okay. Yeah. Are you ready for that, Katie? You ready to have the man child?
All right.
Yeah, that's,
I'm feeling awkward now.
Yeah, no, it's but yeah, like this is a thing, though.
It's a big world. Nikki's part of it. I know. But you might be into it. Just saying. If you've never dabbled in it, you might be into it.
I go around all day long with a collar on, and it's a discreet collar, so the people that are in the community know what it is. But the other people, like, I've called before and I've talked to you guys before. I work with 14 2-year-olds. They're like, oh, that's a really nice necklace. How do you take it off? I'm like, I just have a little screw on it and it comes off. And they're really innocent to it.
Okay.
All right. All right.
And well. So it's kind of however you perceive it, but you need to have you need to sit down and have a conversation.
Bottom line, yeah,
like,
talk to this guy.
Yeah.
This kind of, this.
Nikki, I love you to pieces. We got to get to a couple more calls, though, because we're running short on time, but I appreciate you calling because you are an expert in this field.
You just put a huge light on this situation for me because I was, you know, making fun of it, but this is something that I definitely need to take into consideration.
We appreciate you. I want to pet you, and I hope you're wagging your tail right now.
Katie, if you need to, let me know, and we can have a conversation.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Nick Nack, have a great day.
Of course.
Thanks, Nikki.
You
bye.
Too.
Bye. Well, she was nice. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
All right, so it's you and Tiffany. You get the final words here. What are you going to tell Katie?
I kind of agree with the last caller. Just sit down, have a mature conversation. I, in that moment, also would have been kind of like, oh. I would not have known how to react.
I would have tickled him.
I've been married for almost a decade, and we've had every conversation under the sun about every single thing in the world, probably.
Yeah.
But that's how it, you know, that's how you keep going and
keep it spicy. I would have tickled him. I would have just tickled him in for the heck of it and be like, okay, let's see how far this goes.
But it wasn't a tickle. It was just a nice rub.
But he wanted me to pet him.
So would you have been like, here comes the tickle monster?
I would have tickled
him. That. I mean,
I would have tickled him.
Give him a raspberry. Like,
I would have, yeah. I would have, exactly that. What was that called? The Cosby Show? It was a Zerbit, wasn't it?
A Zerbit.
Yeah.
Zerbit.
Give him the old Zerbit. All right, Kristen, thank you for calling. Have a good day. All right, Tiffany. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, guys.
Hi, you. Okay, so we're going to let you have the last word on Katie's awkward situation.
Okay. I'm going to actually come a little bit to this guy's defense.
Okay.
In that I hear this story, and yes, the baby voice, that needs to stop. I don't know why men think we like this. That needs to stop. However, I actually appreciate that he was kind of being vulnerable and saying, hey, this is something that calms me. This is something that, you know, works for me. Like, I just appreciate him being open and vulnerable at that point. And because I think for a lot of guys, it's almost akin to like hand holding, like having their belly rubbed or their backs rubbed or, you know, their foot rubbed.
It feels good. It's
like,
intimate.
That is an intimate. It's, you know, he's being vulnerable. So I'm not going to immediately say it's some weird fetish thing because I think it actually could just come from a place of this is what he finds kind of calms him and he's feeling comfortable enough with you to do that.
Katie?
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of, well, even
like, but you had to be there.
Talking to you guys about it, that is why I asked you, is because the way he asked me was like he had asked somebody else that before. Like, this was something that was comfortable to him. It was so foreign to me because I've never experienced
Would you have done it and not felt so awkward if it was just minus the baby talk?
Yeah, the baby voice threw me.
Would you have rubbed his tummy,
like,
tum-tum
if
otherwise?
If he was just like, hey, would you rub my stomach? Would you rub my belly? I might be like, I can do that. Like, to work up to the other. I don't know.
Well, like, I mean, women have, like, they've done that before where they just put their hand on your stomach and just keep it there while you're watching a movie or something. Like, that is a comforting thing. Like, it's nice to be touched. It's nice to have that feeling. But, like, I just can't imagine having, for me, you know, pun intended, the guts to say that in that voice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. That would have thrown me for a loop.
That
Tiffany,
is the
you
part.
Don't ever like baby talk, Tiff?
No, it's not a turn on. No, we don't want to be mothers to you.
Me
we
want
to be your wives, your girlfriends, your partner.
Yeah, exactly. That,
that makes us sad that you don't like it, Tiff. No, Tiff.
I'm going to kick them for you. I promise.
Sometimes it makes us feel kind of cute, Tiff, and it makes me feel kind of cute.
All right, so you, I'm sorry, I'm not taking this seriously at all anymore, but so you're saying have a talk with this guy, huh, Tiff?
Have a real conversation and explore these things, because at least he does seem open to having these conversations, yeah. I think is a plus.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Can't thank you enough for listening and having us on in the morning, Tiffany.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Bye, Tiffany. I just want to say, we get a lot of texts when I do talk about my life.
A lot.
About how people say, you know, the fact that you talk about all these guys on the red, that is part of my job. I'm upfront and honest with them about that, you know, I discuss things on the radio, my life. It's part of what I do.
I like to talk crap about them.
I let people know that going in, that this is what I do. Sometimes you may become the topic of that conversation.
Your life. Real
life. If you're okay with it, here we go. If not, then bye.
There it is. I knew it. So I knew you'd sneak one in. What are you going to do? Are you going to see this guy again? You got to think about it? You going to sit on it for a little bit?
I like the idea of having a conversation with him. I did try and have it in that moment, but I think I was too thrown off. I think now that I have a little bit more
advice. You
more
didn't
backing.
Like it?
I know.
When you have the conversation with him, bring a bib, bring a little can of baby food, and then you can feed it to him. Somebody needs your squash,
I do like, I'm always about be honest, be upfront and honest about your intentions. And I will have to say with Seth, he was pretty upfront and honest pretty early. And I think that maybe, you know, I need to do some more thinking about this. But
let
I do appreciate
know.
Everyone's advice.
Very
I
much so.
You calling
yeah.
in.
Let us know how the conversation goes. Though,
I will.
Okay?
I'll let you know.
All right. Thank you, guys, everybody, for calling in. As always, we love you to pieces. The text line has exploded. Thank you.